It's been a while since I've done an audio boo, so I thought I may as well. And I just had a couple disparate thoughts that I wanted to talk about. Yesterday, I saw a tweet from someone that I like and respect, but he definitely comes across to me as somebody that hates cyclists. He just does. And I'm a cyclist. But he made the comment, why do cyclists wear those colorful outfits? Don't they have any plain ones? Do they think they're in the Tour de France or what? And another guy who I guess rides mountain bikes or whatever, you'd think he would kind of have a clue, said, oh, those road bikers, they always think they're in the Tour de France or whatever, which is not true. And I'm always disappointed when I see people who ride bicycles slamming other bicyclists who do things a little bit differently, because any cyclist should know what it's like to be out there on the road and have people not paying attention and almost hit you, or just not know the laws, so that if you're a bicycle going straight and somebody wants to right turn, they'll just right hook you and assume that you're supposed to stop and not realize that they have to give way until you've passed. You know, little things like that. The being able to take the lane one is a huge one. People don't realize that if a cyclist feels like it's safer to be in the road, like there's no bike lane or it's hazardous or it's full of junk, or they're watching cars at the side of the road who are going to turn onto their road and they're not sure what they're going to do, a cyclist can take the lane that you're driving in if they feel it's safer. That's the law. And a lot of people just don't understand laws about cycling. Anyway, he tweeted back, well, I just think it's, they think they're cool and they think they're better than everybody else. And it just struck me as odd, because think about this for a minute. You see somebody, based on what they're wearing, you determine that you believe they're arrogant, and they're the ones with the attitude problem? To me, that's just looking for validation of your already existing worldview that you don't like them. And it bothers me. It's no different than saying people who wear tennis shoes must think they're all athletes or runners. Well, we all wear tennis shoes. It's no different than saying people who wear Hawaiian shirts think they're in Hawaii. And how dare they wear such colorful things? Why don't they wear starched white shirts and slacks? Or people who wear a suit think they're better than everybody else in jeans. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't like the fact that we as humans want other people to have to conform to a certain standard in order to be deemed as a reasonable human. Otherwise, they're obviously an arrogant ass. Now, one thing that is a valid question is, do all road cyclists feel like they have to wear that stuff because they feel peer pressure from their buddies? If they wear it for the benefit of other people, then yes, that's wrong. If they wear it not caring one second what you think about it, then that's perfectly fine. I have zero problems with that, because you shouldn't dress for them either. It's a divisive thing where people look for differences in other people to decide that they don't like them. And it doesn't just happen. I'm not ranting against drivers. I'm a driver, and a lot of drivers, you know, rant against cyclists. Oh, you don't pay taxes. Well, guess what? I am a driver and a cyclist. I own a home. I own cars. Believe me, I pay taxes. Would you like to see my bills? Thank you very much. So it's just, there's no reason to be divisive. People are people. When you see a guy in a car, when you see a guy on a cycle, they're probably both parents. They're probably both people who pay taxes. They probably both have a lot of the same interests, but they may decide they don't like each other because they have an alternate mode of transportation. And how stupid is that? The other one was my friend Phoneboy was talking in his podcast Phoneboy Speaks the other day about the app.net cookie club, which is when you've, you know, done X number of posts to app.net, and then you're in the cookie club. Now, I know Phoneboy, and I know he's not a... He doesn't go on there and just babble to make up numbers. He says whatever he's thinking about, or he's interacting with people. He's not just throwing stuff out there in order to make up post counts, which some people do based on, at least it sure seems like it, based on what they post. But whenever I think of the metric of judging the quality of a person, or their standing, or giving them status based on how many words they use, like how often they post and that, I always think of my granddad. My granddad was a man of very few words, but he is what I can only describe as a stupendous badass. My granddad was a farmer from the time he was young. He did not rely on other people to any extent possible. He did it himself. He did everything himself. And he was just a badass. He was one of the stoic men who could get it done. So whenever I think of people giving themselves status based on how many words they can use, I think of my granddad, and I think we need more people like that again.